We are learning Masechtas Nazir Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are starting six lines from the bottom, beginning of the line of Rav. The Gemara said, Rav says that Yom Shivim Oyel Lekam Lekam, meaning the 70th day counts for your 100-day Naziris, and it starts counting for your new Naziris of 30 days. And the Gemara said, our Mishnah is not like that, because the Mishnah says that that if the day after 70, then it's Saiser, it's not Muvla, it should be Muvla, because that day is counted. So it must be our Mishnah is not like Rav. So who's Rav like? Rav Kabbalah Amos Shmaitza. So we want to try different Tanoim. Where's the Ilim Kabbashal? Maybe it's going like the Tana Abashal. The Tana Abashal is found in Masechtas Moed Katan, the Tanya. We went to the Braisa, and this part really is in the Mishnah in Masechtas Moed Katan, but the Chalikas Abashal is not the Tanya. Hakoyves Mesa is Shloish Yom Kredim Regal. If someone buries his mace 3 days before Yom Tiv, Batlan Exer Shiva. The Yom Tiv stops the Shiva. And like Tosfos speaks out, we pass from the Gemara there that even after 1 hour before Yom Tov will be mafsik and stop the Shiva. But according to the Mishnah and the Braisa, 3 days before regular you need to keep Shiva. Once you do that, Yom Tov comes, but not Xerah Shiva. Shemoyne Yom Kardim Regal. If you have 8 days before the regal, which means you have 7 days of Shiva, then the 8th day is the Shloishim, started the Shloishim already, and then came Yom Tov, but not Xerah Shloishim, Shloishim is over, Umutu Asaper. Erev a regal. And you can take a haircut, erev a regal. Look, is that Shloishim is also to take a haircut no matter what. And so here, since Shloishim's the Yom Tov is not called Shloishim, therefore you're allowed to take a haircut, erev a regal. And this Tana held, not only that, you know, the whole reason why we're Mevatel Shloishim is in order for him to be able to take a haircut, erev a regal, covered Yom Tov. Therefore, if you didn't take advantage of this hefsek and do a haircut for Yom Tov, also sapach a regel. Then his shloishim will continue after regel, and it won't help. It won't stop. According to this Tana, will not stop the regel will not stop the shloishim if he doesn't take advantage and take a haircut before the Yom Tov. That's Shita Tana Kama. Abishal Agus. Abishal Omar. I feel loy sipa kaidim a regel, even if you don't take care of the regel, muta sapa a regel, he's glad to take care of the regel. Why? Chicka shem shemitza shloisha, mivatel zera shiva, just like keeping 3 days already, stops, and then it comes yontif. That stops the shiva. Kach mitzvah shiva, mivatel zera shloisha. Same way, when you keep shiva, it's mivatel zera shloisha. Now, besides Vavashal arguing in Tanakhama and says that nothing to do with taking a haircut, even if you don't take a haircut, the automatic Yom Tov is Vatal Shloishim, he says Shiva, not Shemoina, because he holds Mixes Yom Kekuloi. Therefore, seventh day, midway through the seventh day, it started the Shloishim ready, because Mixes Yom Kekuloi started the Shloishim ready, and started the Shloishim, so then Yom Tov knocked it off. So even if it's Shiva before the Yom Tov, the Loch is will knock off the Shloishim. My time with Abishal, Lamish Vukshava, Shvi Oilakam Lakan. The seventh day counts Sai for Shiva and Sai for Shloishim. So you see, like Mamas like Rav. Mamas like Rav. That's the Gemara's Kasha. I just want to speak out. That Lafi, what we spoke out from Tosfos, that the Lomdus always is that you can have an Oilakam Lakan. For example, Yom Shloishim Oilakam Lakan. We said a case you have two Naziris through 30 plus 30. It could be both. Why? Because that was over and it's a new thing. So here also, the Shiva's over, now we start Shloishim. What's the Kasha? So there's a Bumba Kasha. So the Torah does it from Rav Huttner answers. He says that even if you're mixed Yom Kula by Shiva, there are certain dinim that Shiva is till the end of the day, even with mixed Yom Kula. He says the Gabi Hespit, certain things that have a Shiva. So Shiva is really continuing into the Shloishim. And that's why it's a Raya. Here you have a day where it's still Shiva and it can be for Shloishim, and that's why it's a Raya to Rav. That's what Tyrus Nazar says. Zok the Gemara, and for the Gemara, no. Dilma ad kan le ka'amba abashol, ela ba velas zayin derabana. So we said Rav in our Gemara of Naziris holds like Abashol. So the Gemara is not a raya. Maybe Abashol said you could do the shtick over here, do oila kan le kan, only by velas derabana. Dilma ad kan le ka'amba abashol, velas zayin derabana. Like Tyrus speaks out, only one day of velas could be deraisa. Vachrisa ki yeimar. But the rest of velas on derabana. Ava Benozir is the Raisa loy. But by Noz the Raisa, who say you can do that? Who say you can do that? Count both by Noz the Raisa. Freak the Rosh, that it's not really the Raisa over here. Because it's Rav is not trying to be Eiker the Raisa. Rav would just be Mechadish that you could use the Mixes Hayom Kekuloi Lechatchila, which is not being Eiker the Raisa. Only there are Bonon that you can't mix Hayom Kekuloi. But now, like we spoke about Tosfos, but you're not really trying to Mechadish the Raisa. So what does it mean it's the Raisa? Enfet the Rosh, it means Ikrei Midaraisa. Naziris has an Ikrei Midaraisa. Mashenkin the Avelus of the rest of the week has no Ikrei Midaraisa, and that's what it means when it says Nazir Midaraisa. But at the end of the day, we don't have a car for Rav because Avashol is not a Raya. Avashol is talking about Avelus the Rabbanon. Moshe, you have a question?
No.
Zogtik, next, let's try Rav Yasi. Hello, Rav, the Omak Rav Yasi. Rav says to Rav Yasi, the Tanya learned in a Braisa. Tanya learned in a Braisa. Yasi Yomer, Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. Now, just give you a little bit of background of Hilchas Toma Batayra, the simple part of it, that there's a Zava and a Zav. But let's say a Zava. A Zava is the 11 days between needle and needle, which means Isha has a cycle, so Midaraisa, when she comes to needle, she's Tomei 7 days no matter what. After 7 days, she goes to the mikvah. After those 7 days is the Yemei Ziva, it's 11 days. In those 11 days, she could become a Zava. How do you become a Zava? If you see 3 days of three Yais, then you become a Zava Gedayla, you have to do a Hefsek Taira and do Shiva Nakim. But if you only see one Ria, one day, so then the next day, you check yourself to see if you're Tomei, you're not Tomei, you go to the mikvah that day, and then you're Tahar. That's the halacha. It's called Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. That the day you see you're Tomei, but the next day, if she's not Tomei, she go to mikvah and she's Tahar. Called Shemeres Yoyim. And the same thing for the second day, 2 days. 3 days already, three days in a row already, then you become a Zava Gedayla. So what's the halacha? Yeah, 2 days also, yeah. So but by a zav, I didn't want to confuse everyone yet, but once you mentioned, that's a zava. A zava, a man, sees 1 day, he's like about Kerry. Sees 2 days, he already needs Shiva Nakiyim. He sees 3 days, he needs Shiva Nakiyim and a carbon. That's a man, it's a zav. But a zava, it's Shemeres Yoyim until it's 3 days. So Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. Now, a zava cannot bring a carbon Pesach, because since that day they're not royal to eat, they can't bring Karm Pesach. But if you're going to be royal to eat in the evening, so then they could bring Karm Pesach. For example, Aisha saw on Tuesday. Wednesday morning she woke up, she's not seeing. She goes to the mikvah that day, and then by the evening already she's allowed to eat. She's allowed to eat already the Karm Pesach. So she can send the Karm Pesach. So we have here, remember, she saw on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, she wants to send the Karm Pesach. Time, Rishi Yomer. Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Shachtu Vizarku La Abashayin Ishla. They shechted and spritzed dam for the Karm Pesach for her on her second day. And then what happened was, after that was around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they brought the Karm Pesach. At 5 o'clock, before Shkia, she saw again. She saw now a second time. So, she can't eat the Karm Pesach. Why? Because she's now became Tomei again. But Batura Las Pesach Sheni. She's Yaitza Pesach Sheni. Now, Lachar Shver. Lachara, once he saw today, it was Oikala Mafreya, that Badika they made in the morning. So now it's like 2 days in a row of being Tamei. So why is she? So it turns out when she sent the carbon, she was Tamei. So what's Pshat? You don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Uptur Malas Pesach Sheni. My time with Rabbi Yasi. What's Pshat Rabbi Yasi? Lav Mishim de Kosova, Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi. The reason is because he holds Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi. And this is like Rav's Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi. Because Rabbi Yasi holds that the Mixes Ayoyim Kikuloi is solid. It can't be taken apart. It's not like a mixed yom kula, which mafreya is going to be oiker. Here, the day is over. It means 1 hour into Wednesday, she didn't see dam, it's over with. Yesterday's day is a thing of the past. And now, if she sees again, she's starting a new cycle. So here, it's a oila lekan velekan. Because even though today is still considered the yom after Shemeres Yom, we still consider this yom a new yoim that tomorrow could be a Shemeres Yom for this yoim. So the same yoim can be used as the past and as the future, and that's a raya to Rav. We'll bring a raya to Rav for Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi holds that this day, Wednesday, is used as a bdika day for Tuesday, and it's being used as a day that she saw for tomorrow to be a Shemeres Yom on today. Tomorrow morning, on Thursday morning, she makes a bdika, it helps for today. So we're using the same day as both days, Oyla Lakan Velakan. So it's a Raya to Rav. Rav Yesi Raya to Rav.
Rav Yesi hold.
What?
Rav Yesi hold Dafka that you need either 3 days at Banish Mashes or
no, that's to become a Zava Gedoyla. That's a Kasha. It's a Kasha on Rav. It's a Kasha. You ask a Kasha. Kasha, Rav Yossi, how do you ever have a Zava Gedoyla? If at the beginning of the day you start off clean, Tuesday's day had passed. That's a Kasha. That's not the case. You didn't see Banish Mashes. You didn't see Banish Mashes.
He's not doing Mizem Gekula.
You didn't, of course, he does. You didn't see Banish Mashes. We'll get that. You didn't see Banish Mashes. So, what? What's the question? Oh, good Kasha. The Gemara is going to ask your Kasha. The Gemara will ask. The Gemara will ask your Kasha, and Moshe is a bulky in Shas. He knows the Gemara of Pesachim asks the Kasha, but the Gemara in Noz asks the Kasha also. But you got to give the Gemara a chance. The Gemara doesn't actually ask it on top of Tazayin. So we have to mamash give it a chance. But the Gemara will ask the Kasha on Rav Yossi. How do you ever have a Zava Gedoyla? The minute you passed, 9 o'clock in the morning without seeing, that's day of the past. The Gemara will mamash ask this Kasha. But upon him, right now, the gate to us is that you have this Wednesday day. This day could be used as a checker for Tuesday. Checks out, and she's good. And the same day, she sees Dam, it's already called a day that tomorrow's called Shemar Yisrael. So it's a Raya to Rav. And Chayyarab, basically, it's a Raya to Rav. So that, very good. But the Gemara is a Kasha. I'm skipping a line on purpose. The next line, I'm taking out the next line. Tosis says you should take out the next line. It's the same pshat, even if you read it, but yeah. Misav Rav Yossi, Hachi, does Rav Yossi really hold that mixing of Gekulai is not with Tamil Afreya? But Tanya went to Nebraisa, Rav Yossi, Yomer, Zov, this is now talking about Zov. A Zov Baal Shtei Riyos, which needs Shiva Nekim, Hashachtu Vizarkulav Beshvi, he brought his carbon Pesach on the seventh day. So seventh day also of Shiva Nekim, you can't mix him Gekulai. V'chein Shemer Zim, Kenegi Yom, Hashachtu Vizarku Aleha, V'achero, they bought the carbon and then she saw. Afal pizok this brisa. Shemitame mishkum oshel Afreya. Anything she sat on that day now is tamei lev Afreya, because now it turned out she taka saw dam. Ptum las fez hasheni. So what is? It's still patan hasheni. Now it's taka sikol stira. How do you have my Afreya? It's tamei and you patan hasheni. Okay, we don't know yet. But what do you see? That it goes to my Afreya. Sehaki sevi yisol mixim kuloi. It says over here patul my Afreya. And for the Gemara, Ma'ilu Ma'freya Midrabbanon. It's only Midrabbanon. The Dimla Ma'freya is only Midrabbanon. Hachi Nami Mista. It's only Midrabbanon. Really, Midraisa, it's mixed in Kekuloi. Midrabbanon, he's a Tumla Ma'freya. And only Gavi Tumma. Hachi Nami Mistavra. It has to be like that. This is talking about Midraisa. If it's Midraisa that you're Tumla Ma'freya, my Ptum Lass Mesasheni. Why Taki Ptum Lass Mesasheni? Lechaira, it was Ma'freya, you were Tame. So when he sent the carbon, you were Tame. It must be, it's only Midrabbanon. And really, Midraisa, you're Tar. So that's Pshat now in Rav. Rav holds like Rav Yossi. So, and not only that, it's a Raya that Rav Yossi holds like Rav. Because if not, why is it part of the Pesach Hashani? No, it's not a Raya from here. Maybe Rav Yossi holds it there, but it's not a Raya. Why? I'll tell you like this. Emloch Tmei Deraisa. Maybe it's Tmei Deraisa by Freya. Aye, why are you part of the current Pesach? The reason is because Tahoim de Ziva Hatiru. There's a din called Tumas Tahoim. It's Elohim Moshe seen about Pesach that if someone becomes Tomei, it's actually still going to Tomei Mace. Someone becomes Tomei Mace and he doesn't realize it, and something that is not realizable, it's something that was a hidden type of Tumah, that he walked over a bridge and he did not know that there was a mace buried underground. So then he found it afterwards. It is. His Pesach is kosher. Why? It's called Tumas Tahoim. Elohim Moshe seen that. That if it's a hidden Tumah, it's not Tomei. Here, this Ziva is a hidden Tumah. Why is it a hidden Tumah? Because here, she had no idea she's going to become Tame. So maybe it works my frame of the Raisa, but she didn't know about it at this time. Therefore, it's called Pesach. That's the Kudus of Pshar Rav Yossi. Now, what's the drawback of saying it's Pshar Rav Yossi? Like the Lashon of Gemara, Tahoim the Ziva Yatiri, what?
Why is it
up?
She's asking, she's not right.
No. She already did a bedika and she was tayv already. It's just this tol yom, whatever. At most, she's a tol yom. She's royalty tonight the Grand Pesach. She's tar now. She's considered tahira. She's considered tahira now. She's considered tahira now. That's what she's considered. She's not with Tam Mishkel Moshe right now. She's not. The only way is with Tam if she comes Tam La Freya. So we're saying really it's Tam La Freya. But the Maya says too much time she didn't know about it. That's why Grand Pesach will work. Right, so that's the thing. The Chiddush over here, they say Tumas Tahoim by Ziva. Even though it says, the Braisa there in Pesachim says that only Lameis, but here, Meyas Pshar Rav Yossi, also they say Tumas Tahoim by Ziva. So what we're saying now, the Cheshbon was saying is that Rav says the whole Rav Yossi, Mixer and Kula goes both ways. You're going to ask me a Kasha. You're going to ask me a Kasha. So why do you say Tomei Lema Freya? It's only Rabbana. And that's only Madura. It's a Rav will learn. But we said a Raya because it says Tamla Freya and Ptur Betzal Sheni. So we said it's not a Raya from this price. So why is it not a Raya? Because a Raya maybe is Tamla Freya, not like Rav. Why put up my, from Pesach Sheni? The reason is because it's Tumas Tahim. And the Mara says, Va'afra Oshia, like whole like Rav. Hashem, we're going to finish the parak. Va'afra Oshia, Sova, Lemafreya, Midrabanon. Rav Oshia also holds one sugya. It's one sugya. Va'afra Oshia, Sova, Lemafreya, Midrabanon. Rav Oshia also holds that Mafreya is only Midrabanon. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, or it's a Memra, we prove Rav Oshia also holds that Mafreya is only Midrabanon, and he holds like Rav. He holds a grav that Pshat Rabbi Yosi is mixing kula, and it's only Mafreya, it's only Midrabanon. What's the raya? Because Rabbi Yosi Amar, Rabbi Yosi says we're not sure what is going on. Tosis brings that from Rashi Pesach. We're not sure what is going on. Rabbi Yosi remember, Avar Raya Zov b'Shviyah Shaloi. If a Zov sees on the seventh day, Soiser Shalafanav. He holds, Rabbi Yosi holds himself that it is Soiser leMafreya. It's no mixing kula. Va'amale Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan tells back to Rabbi Yosi, Loi Nistar Elo Yoymai. He only is Soiser that day. It's only Soyser that day. Malav Shach. So Mara's a Kasha on Rav Yechanan. It's only Soyser that day. I never heard of such a thing. Isasar, Kula Sasar. If it's a story, if it's no mixing of Kulay, and it's Soyser Shemnekim, it's Soyser the whole Shemnekim. Eloy Sasar, Loy Nistal Yoyim. It's not no Soyser anything. So Mara says, you're right. You have to degurge like this, Rav Yechanan. So Rav Yechanan holds, if you see on the seventh day, since we say mixes of Yoyim Kikulay, therefore the day is not Soyser the day. The Omar Lay and Yosha told Rav Yechanan, by the way, Rav Yosi Koye Kavasech, Rav Yosi goes like you. The Omar Makan Labo Matame. The Rav Yosi is the one who holds Makan Labo Matame. You see, Pats and Pesach Shane. So you see, so the Mara has a Kasha analyzes Rav Yosha's statement saying Rav Yosi holds Makan Labo. What do you mean? Rav Yosi Melafreya with Omar. First, a Brysa, Rav Yosi holds Tamil Freya. So, Elamai, Mayan Lafreya, and Rabbana. So you see, Rav Oishia holds, my phrase, Rabbanon, Rav Oishia holds exactly like Rav, the Pshar Vyasi, that it's only Rabbanon, therefore, they hold that the Aloch is, that regards, in regards to the Nazir, Oil Lekam Lekam, because it's even cooler. Freitim Marakasha, the Kasha we were talking about before, Rav Yosi, Mechti, Sova Mixiam Kekula. So Zova Gemura, the Maisi Karban, Echel Shachlai, how is it ever possible to have Zova Gemura? That means, she sees on Sunday, so Monday morning she wakes up, she's no dam. Then middle of Monday, she's dam. It's a new process now. It's a new day. Because you have Mixem Kuloi, which said that it's over. And then you saw on Tuesday again, the same thing. So how do you bring a Zohar, how becomes Zohar Gemura? Hechem Shkachasla. Given the Chazah Palga the Yoyma, which means the second half of the day, either Palga Yoyma, Salka the Shimur. The first half of the day is a Shimur. So let me ask you a Kasha. I don't have to Gemara's Kasha. I'll tell you how she became a Zohar. She saw Matzah Shabbos at 10 o'clock. She saw Sunday night at 10 o'clock at night. And sure, Monday night, 10 o'clock at night. So here, she became Tomei at night all three times. So why can't she be a Zava Gemur like that? You didn't have a Mixiyam Kula. Two Mahalchim, there's two Terutzim to that Kasha. Two Terutzim. Tosfos says two Terutzim to the Kasha. He says, Al Pi Rashi and Psachim, the answer to the Kasha is that the beginning of the night is also called Mixiyam Kula. Chiddush. Mixes Lila also called Mixiyam Kula, which is very Chiddush. That's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that a B'dikas Lila is called B'dika. We don't pass like that. We hold any B'dikas Yom. Some knows from the Kim, he's a Dikas Yom. But like upon him, he holds that that's enough. The beginning of the night is enough. Yeah? Beginning of the night is enough. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos argues on it, and he brings some kashas on it. This Tosfos says it's even a bigger chiddush to me. Tosfos says, the Sofa Yom is enough, makes him cooler. What Tosfos says is, that an example is he saw at night, he says, Sunday, the end of Sunday is called Mixes Yom Kuli also. If you end the day before Shkia, if you end the day without seeing, that's a Mixes Yom Kuli also. And that's also called a Mixes Yom Kuli, and that also would be a problem for you. The fear of Yesu Mixes Yom Kuli. The end of the day. Yeah, I'm saying, you hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? The end of the day is called, if you don't end the day with seeing, that's like, you didn't see. That's like a Mixes Yom Kuli. Just like a Mixes Yom Kuli works the beginning of the day, works the end of the day. That's what he says. It has to be right there. So therefore, the Gemara is a Kasha. If you have Mixiyam Kula here, how do you ever have a Zava Gemura? Two Terutzim. You see 3 days straight. So there you have Alamal, if you Rashi, beginning of night, and you have also at the end of the day, a few days. The Chazit, Tlosu Yoyim, is some of Shkiyas Chama. The Loi Ava Shoyi, is a Solik Lamiyana. You saw around Shkiyas Chama, before and after, the whole bit as much as you saw. So you don't have the end of the day, you don't have the beginning of the day, if you're Rashi, you don't have any of the beginning of the day. And really, two of them is enough. Really, two is enough. If you see much of Shabbos from Shabbos, through Mas Shabbos, you have Shabbos and Sunday. Then on Sunday night, you see, from Sunday to Monday, you have Monday. So you have Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, that'll be enough. Plus, as Lav Dafka, two is enough. Like the Rishonim speak out, that two is enough, that you don't need all three. Akaponim, then you have the case of Zava Gemura, according to Rav Yossi. And bottom line is, we had that Rav holds like Rav Yossi, and we answered that it's possible for us to have a Zava Gemura two ways, either Bahadi Adadi, or that you saw around the Din of Ben HaShemashas. Hadron Aloch Perek Harei Nozer Belin Adar.